From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block, and it's time for All Tech Considered. We'll start with our look ahead at the week in technology.
Would you want to be the CEO of BlackBerry? I don't think so.
That's NPR's Laura Seidel, who says these are bad times for BlackBerry and its creator, Research in Motion. The Canadian company has its shareholders meeting in Ottawa tomorrow. You remember the BlackBerry? For years, it was the handheld device that every celebrity, business bigwig, and even the president used to check email, news, whatever, all the time. Its biggest fans called it the Crackberry. Well, they've kicked the habit since then, big time. Research in Motion's stock has plunged 95% since 2008, and last quarter it lost over $500 million. New CEO Thorsten Heinz took over in January, and despite the company's gloomy outlook, Laura Seidel says Heinz has been anything but gloomy.
And he's been walking around saying how optimistic he is about BlackBerry, and in particular he's been walking around talking about the next BlackBerry, the BlackBerry 10, and how great it's going to be, and saying they're going to have it out by the end of the year. And guess what? They're not going to have it out by the end of the year.
And she says that's not going to help him win over investors tomorrow.
It could be an angry crowd. I wouldn't be surprised if he faces a very, very angry crowd of people.
And shareholders might sue for misleading information if BlackBerry doesn't release the 10 on time. Of course, Laura Seidel says there is one thing that could prevent a lawsuit.
Would you want to sue BlackBerry, which there is even, this is so sad to say, the possibility that this former leader in the smartphone world could go under?
That's NPR's Laura Seidel.